So hi, this is Liana Silver. I'm a woman's embodiment mentor, relationship expert and master coach, and creator of embodimentexperience.com. I want to offer you a simple practice to help you embody your woman fully and unleash what I call your feminine genius. Because too often, as women, we think that our body, our woman's body, and the urges of our woman's body cannot be trusted. And if we did follow our desires, we'd end up fat or broke, lonely, homeless, toothless, right? And you might have even experienced this in some way or shape or form in the past. However, I can assure you it is not your woman's body or your woman's desires that are actually the problem. It's your mistrust and your misunderstanding of your body and desires that has caused or might cause the problems. So as a result of this mistrust and misunderstanding, I see women everywhere who are disconnected from our deep wisdom, unable to speak our truth, walking around with our lights dimmed way down. Now this is the age of embodiment. This is the era of feminine leadership. The call is strong, the time is now. And it is vital that we women feel at home in our bodies and in sweet partnership with our feminine power. So this practice is to give you an understanding and a reconnection to your embodied yes and your embodied no. I see that too many women feel no but say yes, or we feel yes but we mean no, or we aren't sure if we feel yes or no, or feel that we should feel yes when we actually feel no. So we feel disconnected, and we need to learn to retrust and re-understand the primacy of our body's wisdom. This is not a practice to find the yes or no of your mind. This is a practice to find the yes and your no of your entire body. Your woman's body is hooked up to the divine intelligence of the cosmos, the same life force energy that governs the tides and waxes and wanes the moon, governs your cyclical woman's body. And the same life force energy that can make new life and human beings is what courses through your bones and your blood. Your woman's body is smart, sexy, and wise, and completely trustable. I mean, can you imagine a world in which the women leaders trust our bodies? And we're thereby channeling the potent life force energy of the tides, the moon, and the baby making. Right? This woman's choices impact positively everyone around her. Her own radiance lights up and inspires those she touches. Powerful stuff. So let's get to the practice. This is a practice I offer in most of my programs, and in the kind of high-touch mentorship program called the Embodiment Experience, I've had women tell me this practice was worth the entire 6 months and the entire investment that they made. So let's get to it. So I'd love you to take a moment, close your eyes if you would. You can do this, eyes open or closed, but get a little quiet and just begin to have your breath come naturally. And then on your next breath, intend and envision your breath coming through the base of your spine, traveling up your spine, all the way to the top of your spine, out the top of your head, cascading in front of you like a waterfall. And then again, as you breathe in, drawing the breath in through the base of your spine, all the way up through your spine, to the top of your head, cascading out in front of you. I call this waterfall circular breath. And just continue to circulate your breath through your body, through your spine, having it wake up your body and center your body, and have your breath passing through your spine and your body activate the noticing and the awareness in your body. So you'll start by asking yourself a couple of questions that you're clear the answer is yes. Now, for example, I might ask myself, is my name Liana? Because the answer is yes. I might ask myself, do I love the color orange? Because I know I do. The answer would be yes. I might ask myself, do I adore the smell of the earth after it's rained? Because the answer would be yes. So ask yourself a couple of questions. You know the answer is yes. And after each question, notice what sensations and emotions did you notice in your body? And where in your body did you notice them? So for example, if I were to ask, is my name Liana? And then I listen, perhaps I notice tingling and warmth in my belly. Or perhaps a solid, pulsing, menthol, icy excitement in my hara. Or a quiet hum throughout all my bones. So if you ask these few or couple questions, to which you know the answer is yes, you start to notice what is the common denominator in what sensations and emotions you feel and where in your body you feel them. What's the commonality in all your yes answers? So this is your body's yes. So then let's do the converse. Let's have you ask yourself a couple of questions that you're clear the answer is no. For example, I could ask myself, is my name Barack Obama? The answer is no. Or, for example, do I want to cut off my own finger with a butter knife? Clearly no again. Or, you know, do I love the smell of poopy baby diapers? Not so much. So these are examples. Obviously, please substitute your own. And then, of course, again, after each question you ask, notice what sensations and emotions did you notice in your body? And where in your body did you notice them? And again, what is this common denominator in what sensations and emotions you felt and where in your body you felt them? This is your body's no. And this is how your body does no. So you just got to know your embodied yes and your embodied no. It's likely unique to you and to your body. Very different than the sister next to you. Now just knowing your yes and your no is such a powerful step toward reuniting with your power, your knowing, and your truth. And the second part of this practice is to take this out into your daily life and to take action based on the yes or no that you're getting. For example, you could ask, should I wear this skirt today? And then you would notice if your body gives you a yes response or a no response. And the practice is go with it. If you get a yes response, wear the skirt. If you get a no response, don't wear the skirt, even if your mind disagrees. And I suggest starting with small questions like wardrobe or the type of tea you might drink or the driving route to work. And then work your way up to larger, more complex questions like bringing up a difficult issue with your partner or buying a car or getting major surgery. And if it's an either-or question, like, should I go with babysitter A or babysitter B? Or should I go with refrigerator repair service A or refrigerator repair service B? Notice which one, A or B, evokes more of your yes or conversely more of your no. And that's the one you would want to go with. So just to recap this practice, you start by getting centered in your body, taking a few circular waterfall breaths. Ask your body self a question you know the answer will be yes. Note the sensations and emotions and where the sensations and emotions are. And then ask several yes questions to get a sense of your common denominator, what your embodied yes feels like. And then again, you'd ask your body self a question you know the answer is no to. Again, you'd note the sensations and emotions and where those sensations and emotions are in your body. Again, you'd ask several no questions to get a sense of your embodied no. And then you'd take this into your daily life and take action based on the yes or no that you get. And last bit of this recap is start with smaller decisions to get used to it and work your way up to more complex, hairy ones. Because your embodied yes and your no reconnect you to your truth. Your embodied yes and your no reconnect you to your authentic desires. It's the foundation to allow you to take authentic action and speak up based on what's your truth. I hope this helps you greatly to use the sensate smarts of your sexy wild woman's body as a divining rod to, again, to connect you to your truth, a compass to guide your decision-making, and a megaphone to amplify your true self, true voice. Thank you.